The intersection of cloud and mobility is at the National Institute of Standards and Technology campus in Gaithersburg for the next several days. A three-day workshop is underway there, 5 months after the event was postponed back in October because of the government shutdown. Federal News Radio's Lauren Larson was at the workshop this morning where the focus was interoperability.
FedRAMP requirements are just the beginning for agencies moving to the cloud. According to the National Institute of Standards and Technology's Cloud Computing Technical Program Manager, Dr. Robert Bond, the U.S. government cloud computing technology roadmap is one of the ways NIST helps agencies take the next steps so the move to the cloud is a successful one. I asked Dr. Bond about the roadmap and how agencies use it.
The purpose of the roadmap is to identify those high priority requirements in cloud security, interoperability, and portability that are needed to adopt cloud fully in the USG. So the roadmap contains a list of those requirements that are needed to be accomplished.
Can you tell me how the roadmap has changed? I know you're updating it and some of the progress you've made on the priority action plans.
So, for example, the priority action plans, so each requirement in the roadmap has a series of priority action plans. So there might be 2 to 4 priority action plans per requirement. So that could put us anywhere near like 40 or so priority action plans. Now, these were identified as self-tasking for the community. So we at NIST have been working predominantly on requirements having to do with service level agreements, taxonomies for that, and also cloud metrics we've been working on. That's another one of our requirements, requirement 10 in the roadmap. We've also been able to successfully put together a cloud security reference architecture, which was based on the original NIST cloud computing reference architecture. It came out about a year before that. But there are other people in the community continue to work on projects such as Federated Community Cloud, accessibility, so that, you know, occurs outside of the NIST playground, but it still occurs in the field.
How are you keeping agencies engaged?
We keep agencies engaged through these events, these large events yearly. We keep agencies engaged through having them participate in public working groups. We go to their agencies themselves and give private talks. Well, not private talks, but talks for the agency. Sometimes someone from an agency IT group will come and invite us to speak about cloud. So that's how we try to engage them. There are other types of things that we do, like on a federal basis. We have a federal cloud computing standards and technology group. We meet monthly and we try to engage just Fed customers on Fed issues.
And as you have these events and you get feedback, what are you finding are the biggest challenges, the biggest, I guess, pitfalls for agencies in terms of security?
I know that people are very diligent on getting it. And in fact, if you looked at the FedRAMP process, which was supposed to be like security for cloud, that only hits about 80% of the controls, and not even all of the controls are covered for your specific case. So you have to make sure that you can get all the other controls. So FedRAMP is a good first start to get you going, but you still have that other work as the system owner to ensure that it's all good. One of our other success stories was the work on the service level agreements. So right now, the work that we put together in our public working groups has been moving up into the international standards arena, and now there's actually an ISO program on cloud SLAs. ISO 19086, where Eric Simmon from our group is actually the editor of that document.
What's next?
One thing for sure we want to address is interoperability and portability for the next year. So we have some efforts, international standards efforts working on that, and then we have the SLAs to help push that interoperability along as well. So I think that's going to be one of the bigger focuses of the group for over the next 12 months.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the metric project?
The metrics project is trying to determine metrics and measurement techniques for cloud services. They've come from the very beginning where they have absolutely no knowledge, and so now they're building up a vocabulary for that, how a metric or a measurement would be made in which environment, what are the defining cases for doing it. If you say you want to transfer a file, what does that really mean? Does that mean the time starts from when I hit return and you get the first bit, or when I hit return and you get the last bit? You know, so we're, you know, really nailing down definitions first. And then once we have definitions of what the metric is and how a measurement is performed, then we can use that information to help guide the actual stuff that goes into the service level agreements, because the service level agreement will tell me or tell you as a consumer exactly how much stuff you're getting. And that's what metrics and measurements are good for, right? They tell you, those are the tools to give you that. So the metrics feeds into the SLAs, which then goes back and into the decision-making process. So it feeds it's just a loop.
In Gaithersburg, I'm Lauren Larson, 1500 AM and FederalNewsRadio.com.